One of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach President Trump last week was freshman Congressman Peter Meyer. He was sworn into office just over 2 weeks ago to represent Michigan's 3rd congressional district, and he was at the Capitol when it was attacked by pro-Trump extremists. Yesterday, ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos asked Meyer if he was concerned he may have ended his career with that vote.
I may very well have, but I think it's also important that we have elected leaders who are not thinking solely about what's in their individual self-interest, not what is going to be politically expedient, but what we actually need for the country.
Meyer also said he and some of his colleagues are buying body armor, keeping a low profile because of the threats against them. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer joins us now for a look at the reaction to Meyer's impeachment vote. He's in Grand Rapids. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dustin, what has been the reaction to Meyer's vote to impeach? Does it look like he may have actually indeed permanently damaged his career?
It was really hard to tell that now. Of course, you see a lot of reactions online. There are certainly people on Facebook saying that he lost their support. They won't be voting for him again. But it's also just as likely that he's gaining support from people on the other side. And 2 years is a long time in politics. Don't forget, Peter Meyer comes from a billionaire family. He has the support of a second billionaire family. So I wouldn't count him out politically just yet.
Okay, yes. Let's back up a little bit and talk a bit about Meyer. He won the seat formerly held by Justin Amash, who left the Republican Party. Tell us a little bit more about Congressman Meyer and this district he represents.
Well, Congressman Meyer is a veteran. He served in Afghanistan and also spent time in Iraq during the war there. And he ran on that. He ran on his experience overseas. But he also comes from a well-known family in West Michigan, the Meyer grocery store chain, which anyone in the Midwest would know. So he had a well-established name. But in this district is traditionally Republican, but for a certain kind of Republican, a Republican like Gerald Ford or Paul Henry or Vern Ehlers, all of whom were moderate. And that's really the way that Peter Meyer ran his campaign. He spoke much more about those people than he did about President Trump.
Okay. Fred Upton, another Michigan congressman, also voted to impeach President Trump. But we know that Trump is hugely popular within the Republican Party. There specifically, Meyer has actually said that the president, while controversial, has brought some necessary energy to the party. I only have 30 seconds with you, but with all of that said, does this all have to do also with the kidnapping plot against your governor that was discovered in October, this shift and change there?
Well, I think that opened a lot of eyes, but truthfully, I think a lot of Republican voters had turned against the president anyway. You saw that in the final results. He lost the state of Michigan.
That's Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tanya.